So I'm going to take something positive from the Bears side of things from last night.
Hang on. Before you say the Bears, you're ruining my favorite Monday song. It's Monday Victory. Green Bay Packers won last night. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. All right, I got my piece, and now you can say your.
I just wish you had a better song for it. That's all. Oh, anyway,
this was my favorite song. This the classic rock station that my dad used to listen to in Milwaukee. Yeah. Every Friday at 5 o'clock, uh-huh. This is what would play for the weekend.
Wow.
And so it's what signified the weekend. And I.
Wow, why don't you play Everybody's Working for the Weekend?
Well, that Loverboy was just overplayed in that regard.
Really? Overplayed, huh? That's crazy. Anyway,
it's not my fault. The Packers scored a ton of touchdowns last night.
That was overplayed. Hey, I'm not even upset about it. I don't even care.
Bears perspective.
I didn't even watch the game because I was watching another Harry Potter movie with my daughter. And my with Amy, who's a huge Packers fan, she, you know, to the point where she yells
she
at linemen. She picked Harry Potter over the game. Fun fact, the Bears return a touchdown kickoff for a touchdown. Hooray.
Punt return.
Their punt returner, he
Grant
said
Senior.
Hmm?
Grant Senior.
Jakeem Grant.
Jakeem Grant Senior. Yeah.
He donated a whole bunch of money to autism awareness.
That's awesome.
Because of that. That was one of the things, and he got it matched by a bunch of different folks for that. So
it was the longest punt return in Chicago Bears history, and that's
beating Devin Hester.
Beating Devin Hester, wearing Devin Hester's name.
Wow,
or number. Excuse me.
That's
name.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, so that was cool. I was obviously really not happy with that punt return when it happened. I was like, what the heck's going on? And the Packers special teams is kind of a liability at this point, but it was a really great game. I was very excited. Rasul Douglas as pick six got me literally out of my seat. I was hooting and hollering pretty much all over the apartment. Kelsey was yelling at me to quiet down because I was going to wake the neighbors. And then Aaron Jones back-to-back third quarter touchdowns while I was wearing Aaron Jones's jersey also got me to the point around 10 p.m. when I was screaming. And I kind of felt bad, but at the same time, the Packers were winning on a Sunday night. So and they won.
That's
so
cool. I had to leave the room to burp so that, but then listen to what was going on with Professor Slughorn. So, we all had a winning night, I think, all together. You know who also had a winning night? Is this young man?
Young man, I believe he's in his 70s.
Oh, 74-year-old Wallace Bowers. Oh, youthful indiscretion. Has a valid driver's license when he was arrested last January after crashing into a power pole on Green Bay's east side. And temporarily knocked out service. And he was sentenced to 5 years for his 18th drunken driving conviction.
Yes. 5 years is what you get in Wisconsin.
A Wisconsin treasure. 18th. Wisconsin treasure Wallace Bowers. 74. 18th drunk driving conviction.
How does that happen? How do you get to 18?
The more important thing is that marijuana is awful and so horrible.
Brian.
And that's why you should let these people continue. Bowers pleaded contest no contest Friday drunken driving.
It's Monday. You can get there. I lost the article.
Bowers
so
pleaded
I would
no contest Friday to drunken driving. 10th or more offense. 10th or more offense. There's a category for 10th or more offense.
Yeah, once you're in double digits, you get a special award apparently here in Wisconsin. I don't know how this makes any sense.
We don't have that many degrees for murder.
We don't. We don't, but apparently in Wisconsin, you get like a frequent flyer option.
Did you get a card? Is there a punch card?
How did he have a valid license?
I'm telling you that if you throw knives in Boy Scouts, they cut your totem chit card.
Yeah, you only get four.
You get four there.
You get four, and then you got to retake.
They'll take your knives away.
I've had mine cut in half before, and then I had to go get a new one. You have to go through the.
You had to learn more.
Yeah, you have to go through a second safety trial.
And you were an Eagle Scout? You got yours cut away?
I am an Eagle Scout. Former Governor Walker will let you know he is a former governor, but he will always be an Eagle Scout, and I will always be an Eagle Scout.
Rub that one in.
But yes, the fact that this man had a valid driver's license when he was on his 18th DUI back in January. Brian, why?
Defense attorney Stephen Johnson noted Bowers is a Vietnam veteran on full disability with post-traumatic stress disorder and other health issues. The isolation and stress due to the pandemic exacerbated his situation, according to Johnson. Yes, but again, How
right,
is he valid? Here's a quote from Bowers. I regret everything that I've done. That's his quote.
That's his quote.
Quote.
Man, that's more ownership up than any like
everything that I've done.
Wow. Well, at least he owned it then. But I mean, that just shows you that we need to take better care of our veterans.
Stress led to an alcohol relapse after he was sober for 10 years. And again, I don't want to make light out of anybody's relapse. And again, addiction is a disease.
It's a disease.
It is. It is.
It's a disease that we're probably going to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a story. There's a piece here in the Wisconsin Examiner that unfortunately we just don't have time to get into.
We need to unpack a little bit more. Yeah. But the essence of it is that Wisconsin GOP is trying to make it easier for people who have convictions or in prison to have their kids taken away from them.
Right, or suffer from diseases like drug abuse.
Yes.
To have their kids taken away from them. And they're guising it under the form or the what they're calling it adoption reform here in the state of Wisconsin, but it is essentially loosening up laws for prosecutors to be able to take away their parental rights. And so I thought the story was a little bit more this gentleman from Green Bay who has had his 18th DUI was pretty wild when we got it. But now that we're diving into it, Brian, it's sad. Addiction is a disease. We're going to get it more into this topic when we can go long form into it, because we only got a couple minutes left in today's show. Yeah, so.
But again, I went at length last week about Andre Jacques going out of his way to make sure that somebody could, it was a federal offense to go and have one human being that was serial horse loving up in his county. And that was such a big issue that it was his number one issue that he championed on. We've had sad and mad and all these different, stop kids from drunk driving. And there's, stop the kids in school from doing it. And we've had anti-drunk driving things since I don't know when. And there's still the ability for somebody to go 18 times for drunk driving and still have a license. How is Wisconsin doing this? And how is it possible that that's tolerated? But no, you can't smoke weed in here or you're done.
Tavern League of Wisconsin.
Makes sense.
Tavern League of Wisconsin. That's the response I'm going to give when I guess we hear these stories now, because this individual obviously is suffering and it sucks that he's relapsed after 10 years, and I'm glad to hear that he's owning up to the consequences of his actions. But the fact that he was able to get a license, like a valid license, and try to operate a vehicle at that stage, that is because we do not have stricter laws on the book because of the Tavern League of Wisconsin.
Well, just so you know, Wisconsin has, it's working, because Wisconsin has at least 11 of the top 20 drunkest cities in America, including number one, where this gentleman is from.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. The drunkest city in the United States is Green Bay, Wisconsin. Approximately 26.5% of adults drink to excess. 50.5% of driving deaths in Green Bay involve alcohol. Wisconsin has a total of 10 cities, in the top 20 drunkest cities list.
You got me not to play my touchdown song to end this show.
Oh, wow. I'm very convincing.
You did it. You did it. This has been a glorious Monday afternoon with Dueling Tangents. We're really glad you stay tuned. Up next is the Devil's Advocates. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Yeah. Just when you're not around.